It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Sean Carlson. It's been just over 2 weeks since New Jerseyans voted to legalize recreational marijuana in the Garden State. And while Governor Phil Murphy says he wants to see sales of adult-use cannabis within the year, there is still plenty of work that needs to be done. The legislature is currently considering separate bills that would decriminalize marijuana and launch a legal weed industry in the state. Once those bills become law, a months-long effort to set up the new industry will be underway, overseen by the state's new Cannabis Regulatory Commission. To give us some insight as to what that process will look like, we're joined by the head of that commission, Diana Wainu. Hey, Diana, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Can you fill us in on what needs to happen between the time the bill establishing a legal marijuana market in New Jersey becomes law and the first legal sales will happen and how the commission will facilitate that?
Sure. So there's a lot that's going to have to happen. So this is a new regulatory agency that we're setting up, taking over the regulatory and oversight functions from the New Jersey Department of Health, overseeing the medicinal marijuana market. But now it has to create new regulations to stand up a brand new legalized personal use cannabis market. It's going to take a lot of work. There will be a lot of regulations that have to be drafted, reviewed. They'll go through a public comment period. The commission will also have to then receive applications from people who are interested in setting up a business in the legal market and review those applications, select the winners, and then help them get started. It's going to take a lot of work, but we're looking forward to doing a lot of great things to bring about equity and a responsible legal cannabis market in New Jersey.
Well, you mentioned equity. Prior to your new position, you served as an attorney with New Jersey's chapter of the ACLU. And Governor Murphy has consistently said that he looks at legalization of adult-use cannabis as a social justice issue. In your eyes, can you tell us why legalization is an issue of social justice and civil rights? And what you think your background working in this area will bring to the state's legalization efforts?
So cannabis legalization really has been an issue of racial and social justice for many years. In the United States, blacks are disproportionately arrested for marijuana offenses, and that means that they are disproportionately impacted by all of the collateral consequences that come along with an arrest. We're talking about housing. You might have to lose your job and be prevented from getting a job in the future. If you're a student, you could lose your financial aid. You could be barred from adopting kids for a period of time. These are consequences that impact not just an individual who's arrested, but entire families and whole communities. So it's not just enough to legalize marijuana. We have to build an industry that actively undoes the harm of the war on drugs.
Governor Murphy has said that he wants to give priority to medical marijuana companies in New Jersey in opening the first recreational dispensaries because they have the goods and the infrastructure up and going so they can get these things going quickly. But what we've seen in some other places is that those medical companies, which are overwhelmingly white-owned, out of state, they're even out of country, they then get an unfair foothold in a new market and then they crowd out other folks.
So I am concerned about making sure that our industry in New Jersey doesn't unfairly exclude people, particularly communities of color. Mm-hmm. The way we can prevent an unfair monopoly that will box out the communities that historically are and continuously get boxed out of mm-hmm. economic opportunities is by fostering competition, mm-hmm. making sure that we create a robust industry, a robust market that reflects the diversity of our state. There's been a lot of conversation about how do we actually do this? How do we promote equity among our applicants? And the legislature is also wrestling with that. Mm-hmm. But one key thing that has remained throughout the iterations of the bill is that there would be an office dedicated to promoting inclusion among minority women and veteran-owned businesses.
One of the things that we hear about a lot in these discussions is reinvesting in communities. Can you talk a little bit about what that means specifically? What does that look like?
Reinvesting into communities can take lots of different forms. I view it as taking affirmative, proactive steps to make a commitment of dollars into the futures of the communities that were most harmed by marijuana prohibition, provide meaningful pathways into the industry for people who had prior entanglements within the criminal justice system. Mm-hmm. I think it means investing in education, in housing opportunities for people. And I think it also means investing in economic opportunities, even if they're not directly tied to marijuana.
Diana Wainu is the chair of New Jersey's Cannabis Regulatory Commission. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure talking with you.